Covering Michigan from Houghton Hancock to Ludington to Ann Arbor, this is the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of the truth.
Mobs or jobs, that's kind of the theme of the upcoming election 2 weeks from today. By this time, 2 weeks from now, we'll be going to the polls for those of you that vote on election day and don't do early polling or absentee balloting, that is. Yesterday on the program, Steve Bannon was here for an hour. And we discussed with him the state of affairs in politics in general. We discussed in some points about the violence and this movement, this mob rules mentality. And I don't believe this works for the Democrats. This attempt to intimidate, to bully, to shout down your political opponents, as we were talking about in the last section here, people throwing boulders to Kevin McCarthy's window at his office in California and setting fire to the Republican offices in Wyoming and attacking physically Republican candidates in Minnesota, California, and elsewhere. This will not stand because average Americans will not be bullied, will not be shouted down, will not give in to the mob. Reminds me of the Black Sabbath album, Mob Rules. Remember that? You should go back and look at the cover of that album. It dates me a little bit, but there it is. Mike Nolan is joining me now because he's faced this sort of intimidation. He's a volunteer firefighter among a selfless first responders group at the Jameson Road Fire Hall in Elma, New York. And they've been enduring a whole lot of threats and harassment and bullying because they have Steve Bannon coming to speak tomorrow at the Red Tide Rising Rally. It'll be held there at their Elma, New York, tomorrow, October 24th. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for your courage. I mean, because it takes intestinal fortitude. It takes spine. You have to stand up to these bullies and say, no, sir, we're not going to be intimidated by that nonsense. And one of the quotes that I just love is you said, Lindsey Graham, Chuck Grassley, Susan Collins, they can stand up to the mob. We as sure as hell can, too. And I like that. Tell me what's going on.
You bet. Well, right here in Elma, New York, we're a suburb of Buffalo, about 20 miles out. And Steve Bannon was going to come to East Aurora, a town right next to us, and then visit Elma. And they were going to be at a restaurant, an old historical site called the Roycroft Inn. They succumbed to so much pressure that they canceled. We're a firehouse, volunteer firemen. I mean, that's the fabric of the United States, right? We're
absolutely
volunteer fireman is a farmer, lawyer, doctor, COO, you name it.
Yeah, those are the people that stood at Lexington and Concord Bridge. Those are the kind of people that stood there and told the British no more.
Exactly. So we took a vote at the fire hall. We made a unanimous decision that we're having it, even though we were getting unbelievable amounts of hate calls at our fire station, of course, social media, taking a pounding, and we said, we don't care. We're not going to, this is a certain few, this is a certain wing of people, and we're not going to back down. We're going to have it, and we're going to be proud to have it.
I'm going to guess that they're in how big a town is Elma?
About 12,000 people.
So an average small city in America. Average small city in America. Fair to say?
Exactly.
All fair right. So I'm going to guess that the police department, the men and women in blue, are also standing shoulder to shoulder with you. So you're not going to bring that to our town. Am I right or wrong about that?
You're absolutely right. We actually have the county sheriff's department, and the sheriff will be there with us, standing side by side.
So we're
really excited to have this. Honestly, not worried one bit about it. We're gonna have a Red Tide rally. It's gonna be a very good Republican rally, and you know what? As much as the other side wants to get the word out that this is not a good rally, it's a bad rally, we're gonna get the word out that this is a great rally.
Yeah,
we're not gonna succumb to mobs.
You tell the Antifa crowd and the whole anti-America crowd and the whole shout them down. They can go burn books on their own. You know, they just tell them they can go burn books on their own, and because we read books and we talk to people and we exchange ideas. You just let them know that.
Right, exactly. And you know what? As volunteer firemen, right, we get an alarm. There's plenty right across Michigan as well. They know what I'm talking about. When we run into a burning building or go into a house, we don't ask their political affiliation. We don't ask their any type of background. We help everybody. And you know what? We just want our opinions to be respected equally back.
Let me ask you this, Mike. You've watched, obviously, the Trump rallies have been going on. The one last night in Texas was enormous. 18,000 people filled the place, but 100,000 tried to get in. It was incredible. And I know that, you know, the president's never going to carry New York, probably, no matter, you know, what happens in this world. But is the support for the president, for this administration, for your local members of Congress, does it remain strong today because of the things they've seen with Brett Kavanaugh or this caravan that's making its way north? Is the support about the same or stronger than it was in 2016?
Oh, it's stronger. He's hitting his stride. You know, to be honest, with the Kavanaugh hearing, and I said it before, you know what, we lived in a time of political correctness, right? Some of our Republican senators, not talking in a bad way, but they wouldn't come out very firm. With the Kavanaugh hearing, I think it taught a lot of us that we don't have to sit on the sidelines to get punched around.
Yeah, it's political correctness and political corruption. I believe you're exactly right. Mike Nolan here, a volunteer firefighter, who said, you know what? We're going to have Steve Bannon come to town despite the threats, despite the intimidation, despite the bullying. And that's going to happen tomorrow, October the 24th. The doors open at 4 o'clock. The event begins at 4:30. I tip my hat to you guys, not only for the work you do and being on the front lines when there's an emergency, and you're right. It doesn't matter when there's a burning building, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, Independents. It doesn't matter. You go in and you do your job, which is to protect life and property, and you do it very well. If somebody wants to find out more, real quick, Mike, do you have a Facebook page, a website, anything?
They can go on Facebook page, Michael Caputo. Follow him, and all the information is on his Facebook page.
I'm going to guess Caputo is C-A-P-U-T-A or O.
Yeah, C-A-P-U-T-O.
There you go. Michael Caputo.
Michael Caputo.
There you go on Facebook. You know what? You're a good American, Mike Nolan, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate you being here. And frankly, I appreciate you having the spine to stand up to, well, to the cowards that would throw rocks and scream and try to bully. Good work, my friend.
Thank you. And I'm going to urge everyone that's listening, use this day, use last week, the week's coming, to take a stand and be part of our future.
Stand up for America. Mike Nolan, well done.